Hello, everybody. Welcome to RPG Cast, episode 785. For the week of September 20th, 2025, I'm Chris Privateer, bringing you this week's show. Last week I was off because I was just underwater on work pages because my new job has an on-call schedule, which I haven't had for a while, and this is my first time back on-call after a while, and oh my gosh, was it a doozy.
Oh, it was a very busy on-call weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was funny. I could have done the show. If we had really tried to, because I did not get paged during the showtime, which was interesting. But Andy did such a good job of rounding up people and had guests, and everyone was there, and I wasn't needed. And it seemed like you guys had a good time and a good show. So thank you, everybody.
We had a blast.
I think this might be a semi-regular thing because my work schedule, the rotation for this on-call is much more frequent than I'm used to. So, and doesn't show any signs of getting more tame anytime soon. So we might have to do that sort of guest podcast rotation on a regular basis, which I think is cool because I think it's fun to have different people on.
Yeah, so
we'll see if that goes.
I think it's a good thing because it also, you know, helps get people who may not know of the site, you know, who may follow the game or the person who made the game, be like, oh, here's a new site.
Yeah, exactly. Because we had the Quartet guy on last week, right? So mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of them, yes.
One of them. Which is the game I feel the most shame about this week because I didn't play it at all, and I should have. And I've had 2 weeks to do it, and I'm still only through two of the prologues. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Yes, I do. It's called Final Fantasy XI. Oh my gosh. When you are busy and worn down and tired every day, Final Fantasy XI, for me, is such a comfort food. And I think I need help at this point to get out of this. So send help. Free me from the confines of Final Fantasy XI, but also don't take it away from me. I'll cut you.
I'm sorry that I ever gave you the needle.
Why aren't you logging in at all?
Because I've been playing other things.
Well, teach me how to. No, what have you been playing, Kelly? Because you've done something interesting.
You haven't even introduced us yet.
Oh, Kelly Ryan is here.
Catching plush Pokemon.
Robert Albright is here.
I have found the perfect work-sleep balance for me, but it involves no life.
Ouch. And that's it.
Well, before I get into what I've been playing, I need to tell the Build-A-Bear story because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So no, what is this about catching real-life Pokemon?
So Build-A-Bear this week released a Litten plush.
Mm-hmm.
And I collect all things Litten, so I had to have this plush. And I go to check out, and it comes up to like how you want things shipped. And I see like FedEx shipping next week, $10. Ship via Uber, $8.50. Arrives in about an hour.
What? What does that and even I'm like, mean?
I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't feel right.
No.
What's the catch here? You know what? Let's do this option because it's literally
this doesn't feel right. Therefore, let's do it.
Well, because I've had too many DoorDash orders just go completely sideways.
Like, how is this working? Are they sending a dude from Uber into the store to make a plushie? Like, they have to go do the whole process? Like, okay, so, now hug your plushie while we fill it. Like,
now say the oath. No, but I didn't even think about that, and that would have been hilarious. Like, no, they make the plushie, they call Uber, somebody picks it up, and then leaves it at your doorstep.
All right, so somehow they've worked out how to either have it be shipped from their main location, whatever that is, or have the order get funneled to a local location where I guess whoever's behind the counter has to now make a plushie and set it aside for Uber.
Weird. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Because it like literally said what mall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was going to come from.
Why are you running around in circles?
I'm looking for leeches, Tam.
Okay.
This is, sorry, if you're not watching, I'm playing Final Fantasy XI on the stream trying to find leeches to finish a thing. So just to ignore it. It's boring and it's not working well. So Kelly, they sent you an Uberman.
Yeah. So I ordered this and then 2 hours later, my doorbell rings and I have a Litten on my doorstep. Well, I mean, it was in a box. And
that would have
also
been so much more interesting if they just put on your doorstep with a note and says, please take care of my poor Litten.
That actually would be pretty hilarious. Because with Build-A-Bear, you have the little adoption certificate and everything. But I was just too amused by this. And I get it and I opened it up. And Vonda's like, wait, didn't you just order that like an hour ago? And I explained to him, like, it was literally cheaper to ship it through Uber than it was through FedEx.
That's so weird.
But, yeah, I have a Litten plush now, and it is very cute.
When do you get... Kelly, I still think they should make the Luchador cat.
Oh, Incineroar?
Yeah, and I feel like, you should have to go pick that one up and then, like, have to drag a giant plushie that's taller than you out the store. And then into your car.
They have the giant Gengar.
Oh, really?
That's like the biggest one that they have at the moment. That it's like $150
Build a bear
or something.
Gengar. That's still cheap for giant Pokemon plushes. So let's see. Build a bear giant. Okay. Wow. That's pretty good.
I think the biggest one is the Snorlax sleeping the sleeping couch thing.
Yeah, but this is that's not Build-A-Bear. But you're right. I've seen that thing. That thing's gigantic. Like you could sleep on top of Snorlax.
I want it.
I think a lot of people want it. It's really expensive and hard to get.
But Build-A-Bear tends to go with the more cute, kid-friendly Pokemon.
Like Gengar?
I mean, Gengar's cute for people that like creepy stuff. I don't know.
Cute for people who like creepy stuff. Okay, got it.
They have Oogie Boogie from Nightmare. Mm-hmm. That's cute but creepy.
This is a 2 foot tall Gengar. Wow.
I'm just saying that I don't think that Incineroar is going to be a thing anytime soon when they have more marketable ones like the endless Pikachu clones.
Eevees.
Yeah, they've done all the Eevees.
Eevees already. Are good. That Eevee's a good plushie idea, I think.
Yeah, they've done all the Eevees. I'm hoping for some of the more obscure cat characters like Purloin or Glammeow, but they really tend to go with the really popular ones like the starters or the Pikachu clones or that kind of thing.
What about Shinx?
I actually have the ultimate evolution of Popplio.
Oh, Brionne?
The third level, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's like Brioni or something?
I don't know. I just call it Hatsune Miku.
But no, actually, Shinx would be a good one for them to do because that's a really popular Pokemon, and it's cute and marketable.
Primarina.
Primarina, thank you.
Yeah, I have a plushie of Primarina.
It's easier to say which Pokemon plushies I don't have. Like, I took all of my cats.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I found it.
I'll have to get a picture of it. I took all of my cat sitting cuties and hung them up on this kind of wall. I don't know how to describe it in my basement. It's like kind of
a trophy wall. It's a trophy wall, Kelly. You've hunted these Pokemon and mounted them to your wall.
Not damn. Really. Mounted them. I bought a tag.
You should behead them and put them on plaques.
No, because I'm thinking they're expensive. No, I bought a tag machine on Amazon that puts the little hook on top of their head, like the little retail hook that you can hang things with.
Mm-hmm.
And I took push pins and kind of lined them up along the ceiling that's in my basement. And
so you have a meat locker full of Pokemon.
No, they just look Here, I'll take a picture because I don't know how to describe it.
I'm intentionally interpreting this in the most creepy way possible, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Of course you are.
Now I'm throwing it into titles.
Because
Pokemon
that's what
Meat
you
Locker.
Hmm. Yeah, already got Meat Locker full of Pokemon and the Pokemon trophy wall.
Oh, gosh.
Here.
AI overview. There isn't a literal Pokemon meat locker in the Pokemon universe, as the media avoids showing the consumption of Pokemon meat. Oh my god.
Okay, check your Discord private chat for the picture.
Maybe we should move on.
No, we gotta see this. We gotta... Alright. Can I show this on stream, Kelly, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
let me be
showing any
careful.
Private information, yeah. I don't think.
There we go. All right, stream people, now you can see. That license plate isn't accurate, is it?
It's an old one.
Okay.
I forgot it was there. I need to just take that down.
Okay. So there's Kelly's Pokemon trophy line. Kelly, it's like how people like keep an ear in Diablo of all their opponents. You just each one of these
it
have
really
been captured.
That gross?
No, it doesn't. I'm just
okay.
No, it's just it's
describing
just
it without it sounding gross is the hard part.
the Sonic characters look like they're hung by nooses.
It's true. Look at these Sonic guys in the corner here. Wow.
I need to redo them with hooks. I used to do this with my Care Bears, where I would put a rubber band or like a hair tie around their neck and then hang them on the wall that way.
And what's funny is Vaughn's the one who pointed out the fact they look like they're with nooses.
Cue Lavender Town theme.
Sonics? The Sonics.
Okay.
Ellie, what is this red 13 made out of that's so giant? Is it a perler?
Perler beads.
That's
perler
a huge beads. Perler.
Vaughn made that for me for my birthday nice. 1 year.
You should, I, has Platy seen that?
I think so.
Okay.
That is not Vaughn's original pattern, by the way. That is... Gosh, I used to. I think Abyss Wolf.
It's still awesome.
Yeah, it looks
you.
Good.
That came out very well, Vaughn. Took me 2 weeks to make it. Dang.
Yeah, that was a project. I was not allowed to go near his space.
Let me guess, like birthday or anniversary
birthday.
Or something.
Birthday.
Oh, okay. If you said that, I'm sorry. I'm.
No,
my brain
okay.
is just fried this week.
No, I don't blame you, but yeah, TLDR, I have way too many plushes.
So that's the story of your plushie adventure, but what about your gaming adventures?
I am at the end area of Lies of P. News.
Okay.
Good news with that. The cat finally likes me.
Yay!
Pinocchio will pick up the cat now and kind of dangle it. And
is it Figaro
so
or is it a different cat in this?
The cat's name is Spring.
Oh, okay.
She is based off of the developer's cat whose name is Korean for Spring. I read all this on the wiki the other night.
Very important lore to have, yes.
And the cat is an indicator of how much humanity you have in the game, which ties into the ending.
Okay.
So the fact, because like at the beginning of the game, the cat just hisses at you if you try to interact with it. But as you gain more humanity, it'll eventually let you pet it, and then you can pick it up and kind of dangle it. And it's like the real cat must have been very chill because no cat would ever be this chill with being dangled.
There are some cats who are.
Yeah. Alice can, believe it or not, is actually pretty chill when it comes to being handled. She just also has a time limit. But yeah, there were several spots where I was struggling and then would come across a gigantic boss and be like, you've got to be shitting me. And also me going, man, if I'm on the easy mode right now, I don't even want to know what the normal mode is.
So you're on the mode they added with the DLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The story difficulty.
Yeah, because that game is hard.
To be honest, I haven't. I mean, obviously, I'm at the end of the game, so I haven't really struggled that much. It's been more of a, okay, pay attention to where I'm at, look around corners. If there's a sparkly in an innocuous place, chances are there's somebody behind me getting ready to stab me in the face. If a boss seems way too easy, it's because it's going to have a second form that's going to curb stomp me.
That's a
I feel
Souls like.
like,
Got it. Yeah.
yeah, I feel like that's Souls 101.
But you're also playing it on easy.
I mean, that being said, I wish that more Souls games had easy modes like this because I do feel like I can enjoy the game without tearing my hair out, not making any progress. Like some of this, like, well, actually, the part where I struggled the most in Elden Ring was certain bosses. So some of those bosses in Elden Ring, like in, I'm thinking in particular the giant serpent, which I had to completely rethink my whole strategy because I was going with a magic build, and that one clearly wanted you to use that weapon that was in the arena.
You're just supposed to pick that up and use it. Yeah.
I thought that was a little frustrating, but yeah, I'm hoping to finish that tonight. I don't know if I'm going to get the DLC or not because the DLC is $30, and I mean, I did get this game for free via PSN.
So you don't need to buy the DLC to get the easy
No, I
mode?
do. I do. Oh, that, well, yeah, the easy mode is just default
Nice.
or part of the base
Okay.
game. I think that was just part of an update, but the DLC is $30.
Okay.
And I'm told that the DLC is kind of short, but also kind of hard. But at the same time, it's a prequel to the main story, and I'm kind of curious about it.
Yeah, people should write in and tell us if you should, if it's worth you buying the, because if like the only point of the DLC is to have a challenging boss fight, then I don't think that's what you're here for.
Yeah, several challenging boss fights, according to what I was reading. And don't get me wrong, I like the bosses. I get a little tired of beating my head against the wall trying
Paying
to
extra
fight
money
them.
for more bosses when you're already playing on easy doesn't seem to make sense to me. But if it's like a fun adventure in other ways or lots of story, I don't know, whatever you'd be into, then that could be something. But it doesn't sound like it is.
It looked to me like you go to a lot of different areas
Oh, okay.
in the
That could be fun then.
DLC.
Yeah.
Because most of the game itself just kind of takes place in and around the city that you start in.
Kelly, if they added a cat collection mini game to the DLC for $30, would you buy it then?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
That was a stupid question.
I know.
We know that answer.
I know
How
that
many cats would it take for you to consider it worth $30? How many cats do you need to collect for it to be satisfying?
though not necessarily a mini game, but they have a collar that you can buy for the cat. And if you finish the DLC, the collar will stay on the cat. I was reading that last night.
Okay.
And I guess you, because it's a prequel, you learn a little bit more about the cat.
Kelly, I don't know. It sounds like you gotta go do cat exploration now.
Yeah, I just
Kelly,
I have others.
don't. You've got other things to play.
I
Just
no, well,
watch it
yeah,
on YouTube.
I have other stuff that I've been kind of dying to
So
play.
that's been it for you this week then? It's just been our P?
I've played more Asdivine.
I'm sorry.
The game's kind of grown on me a little bit. Like a tumor.
Wow.
Hemco is the McDonald's of gaming.
I mean, it's very much a by the book RPG.
You're playing a Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's a by the book RPG, but the story is kind of fun. And this is the kind of RPG that I would have ate up as a kid. Just basic story, basic exploration, running around doing dungeons, that kind of thing. The problem is that because I'm an adult now and have things to do, an RPG like that just isn't as appealing as it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then they're fun to go through, but getting the right quality mix from a Kemco game is the trick. So, and at least As Divine are enjoyable. Like, I started up one and I turned it off because I didn't find it that enjoyable. But I at least enjoyed Genshin enough to beat it, and I really liked Ruinverse. I like the characters in Ruinverse. Genshin was not. I didn't enjoy the characters as much, but Ruinverse had fun characters.
Yeah, and this game has fun characters. And in particular, the god cat, or the deity that turned into a cat that's following you around, who you're trying to help, who, even though she's a light deity, she is very much a cat. Bitchy, always wanting to be the center of attention, demanding respect, but also loving back scratches. So that character in particular has been kind of a laugh riot.
Does this have better writing than other Kemco translated games or whatever?
I honestly don't know, because
Okay.
this is the first one that I've really put any sort of time into.
Okay.
Well, speaking of neck
Whoop,
scritches, I've got a
whoop.
cat
I want
here.
everyone to know that was a Kemco alert, a post belated Kemco alert, because Kelly's playing a Kemco game and you should still be cautious.
Yeah,
Whoop.
we're gonna talk a lot about Kemco games
Wednesday.
on our no, Wednesday is Mass Effect.
Oh, that's right.
Remember we had to
Sorry,
postpone it.
I'm on both of those
Yeah,
podcasts.
we had to postpone it because of
Ooh,
you.
you're doing Mass Effect and not using me. Yay.
It's because it's Andromeda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm told
I mean,
Andromeda isn't that good.
it's not that good, but it's not that bad either. It's just meh.
Well, depends where you're at with the patching.
I mean, at
That was
this,
the T-Pose game.
I didn't get the T-Pose and I played it at launch.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess YouTube kind of
It
distorted
depends.
my perspective of that game.
Yeah, there. I mean, I'm not doubting there were people who had issues. Like, I did see
There
some
were
of the
so
weird
many
eye
issues.
issues, but anyways, I'm burning material for
Oh, the eye
Wednesday.
issues were amazing.
I
Yeah,
for
yeah.
was
I
that the
forgot
floating
about
eyeballs?
those. Go ahead.
Was that the floating eyeballs?
No.
Like, the eyes were going in different directions, and
Okay.
They
You
do
just
weird
want all
things
the
like look
pets.
at you from yeah, they were like deeply looking in the corner of their vision to like track you or your character. It was weird stuff.
Yeah, there was weird stuff. I didn't have the T-pose one, though.
I can't wait to hear about all of this and whether or not Andromeda. I can't remember if I even have Andromeda thanks to PSN or not.
Well, it's on Steam.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I end up with a lot of free games on PSN.
Oh, good point, good point.
Like, I have Mass Effect Trilogy.
Kelly
So.
plays PlayStation and PSN games. Vaughn plays Xbox and he doesn't have a Game Pass though, right?
No.
Okay. And then no, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's how that works.
he does not have nearly the gaming ADD that I do,
Gotcha.
so he probably wouldn't mess with Game Pass all that much. For me, to be honest, I feel like Game Pass would just paralyze me with choice.
It can do that, yeah.
Like the gaming equivalent of spending an hour looking around on Netflix and finding nothing. But as for the As Divine Hearts sequel, because I bought the collection on Limited Run. I plan on like starting up any of the sequels and see if they grab me or not.
There are
Because remember we're
sequels,
just
huh? Oh
yeah.
yeah. There's
Oh
like
boy.
five games in the series, five or six games in the
Five or
As Divine series.
Okay. Kelly playing a lot of Kemco this year then.
Yeah.
Hopefully
Like I
they're
said,
short. I don't know.
they're not bad little RPGs. They're just so vapid compared to some of the quality stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's seven.
Oh my
There's seven
gosh.
Asdivines.
Yeah, there's seven Asdivines. There's Asdivine Hearts, Asdivine Hearts 2.
Two
No,
of Hearts.
there's Asdivine Saga. Then there's Asdivine Dios, Asdivine Menace, and then Asdivine Chimera.
Because I got confused with I got that series confused with Alphadia Genesis, which had its third game come out this week.
Yeah, so there's seven in the Asdivine worlds.
And
You
I
know,
don't
if
even
Kemco
know.
hadn't been making games for so long now, and us being aware of the Kemco Alert meme for so long now, I would start to worry. I would have thought right now, like, are they making games with AI? And it's like, oh no, they don't need AI to churn out games. They look at AI and they're like, hold my beer. We can do this.
They're also probably very popular because a lot of their games come out on mobile.
Yeah, no, that is probably the biggest thing for them is that they're on mobile. Are you playing it on mobile or
No,
PlayStation?
I'm playing it on my Switch.
Oh, Switch.
AI needs Kemco to make games.
But I've got nothing else to say unless
All
anybody else
right.
has any questions.
Nah, it's a Kemco game, Kelly. I don't care. What about you, Tam? You playing anything? Super Robot Wars V still or Y?
I didn't play anything this
What?
week except for Nikkei, only because I was doing my dailies. But yeah, no. I have been playing the game of They Need Extra Bodies at Work that happened to coincide with hours I can do extra work.
Okay. So you're
So
making money.
yeah, I've
You got to
been
fund those
get
gotchas somehow.
Yeah, I've got so I'm getting a five I'm going in an hour early. I'm working 9 hour days, which
That's not too bad.
is no, it's but like I have found, like I get home from work and I'm pretty tired, so I've been going to bed and actually sleeping 8 hours a night.
Whoa.
Yeah, instead of like my usual 4 hours a
The
night
body
with a
hack. Go work extra hours and then you'll sleep properly. And then you can go work more hours. Wait, no, bad end.
Yeah, so, but I did buy a Switch too.
Hey,
Oh.
congrats. How is it? What are you doing with it?
I've installed everything that I own on the Switch.
Okay, you signed in basically. Got
I signed in, I transferred all my data, took 2 days to download all my games, and yeah,
it.
that's it. Because I bought a 512 gig card for it.
Ooh, how's that work? Sorry, the Switch needs the new fancy fast cards, right?
No, they're not new.
Oh.
They have been out for years, just no one used them.
Okay.
Yeah,
But are they expensive? 120
I bought one for my 512 was 120.
$120 for 512 gigabytes. That is expensive versus normal SD cards. So,
Well, I did not get the 1 terabyte.
yeah, I know. How much is that? Was it like 300 or something?
Well,
Probably
according to
280. I bet you it's $289.99.
see, I planned on just getting the 256 for now, just to double the
Well,
Yeah,
to
how
be
many?
fair, I bought it at Best Buy, so the price may have been jacked up. However, there
Sure.
because I think the 256 that I have bookmarked was only like 60 bucks is only like $60. I have yet to pick it up, because I had Pokemon plushes to buy.
Switch two cards. I need SDXC, right? Okay.
But that essentially doubles your storage space, and hopefully the bigger cards will go down in price sooner
You
than
don't want
later.
XC, you would need Micro SD Express.
Oh, okay, not XC. It's not SD
Yeah, XC can
Express.
be on either.
Goodness.
You need specifically SD Express,
Okay, that's my okay. 120 for 512.
which is what I bought.
Yeah. And then do we have a
I don't.
SanDisk 1 terabyte? I don't even
I
see
don't
one.
see a one tera. I have
Oh
not seen a one
man.
terabyte
They
one.
re okay. So if these have been out there for a while and they're still only 512, that's weird to me. Like
Well, no
this
one
feels
was
like a
using them.
yeah, this feels like a new SD market where like at the beginning, you get like one or two sizes, and then it takes them forever to start having bigger sizes. It's like we're starting fresh.
Well, it's more that no one was using
it. Yeah, like if there was nobody, if there's no demand, they aren't going to make a bunch of them. That makes sense.
Yes, yeah. It was released. So the Micro SD Express were first introduced in 2019.
Wow. It's Nintendo's feeling almost like Sony here. Like, just something strange and weird. But, like, so here's my question. I hear that the, you don't know it all yet. I want to know if the SD card is faster or slower than the internal storage, but I don't think you're going to have an answer for me yet. So,
no, because I'm loading everything onto the storage.
But you bought the card.
I did buy a card, yes.
Oh, but you're not using it yet.
No, I just haven't played anything on it. I installed everything from my Switch. You know,
you got to do a side-by-side benchmark, and then we can upload it to the channel, and we'll be like a hardware review site.
The side-by-side took less than 5 minutes.
Oh.
Okay. What are you planning on playing on Switch 2?
Probably a bunch of Switch games. Better.
So, got to buy the upgrade passes? Sorry, we both talked at the same time. What did you say, Kelly?
I was going to say no Donkey Kong yet.
I did not buy any Switch 2 games. The only thing I got was the Mario Kart, because that came as a digital download with the system.
Oh, okay.
And then which is one of the, so as you all know, I have a rule of three.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so I'm Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Hold on. We have to tell people what that is. That is, you need three games that you want before you feel okay buying a new console.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
So, honestly, Mario, I've mentioned off and on before that I enjoy a good racing game. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't found really good racing games. Like, to me, they're all just kind of meh. But Mario Kart, I know it's a racing game, and they're usually pretty good racing games. So there's one. And I watched Wheels and them play it on either QA Quest or Shenanigans. I don't know which, but I watched them all play it, and I was like, you know what? This looks really fun. So there's number one. Donkey Kong Bonanza is in two, but I'm not in any hurry to get it. Because it's Nintendo. It's going to be available either A, it's going to be expensive, or B, it's going to be on their digital store until they can't close the digital store, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no rush. The third one got announced last week, not this past week, but the week before. Fire Emblem. So there's my rule of three.
So you don't need them to be out, just announced.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's Nintendo. It's not like a third-party company that's going to announce something and probably cancel it. If they're announcing it, it will come out.
See, I think my three are Donkey Kong Bonanza, Pokemon ZA, and Age of Calamity.
Yeah, we all know I'm not a big... I would be down for Hyrule Warriors, but I'm not a fan of cel shading, so that's out. So there goes Age of Calamity for me. Pokemon, Pokemon's Pokemon. I'm not a big fan. I don't hate it either. I do like the monsters, but I have not bought every single Pokemon game in existence. But the other fun thing is since I bought all this at Best Buy, I also bought a new travel case for it, because I tend to take it to and from work. So I had to get a new travel case because my old one's too small for it. And then what else? And I also bought a wired controller for it. And it was about $730.
It's not too bad.
No, the Switch 2 being $500, because it was a bundle, it was $500. But I got the Mario Kart for, you know, cheaper than if I bought the actual cartridge. And $120 of that was the 512 gigabyte card. I also had a $10 off coupon that I used and at Best Buy, and I got free 2-year damage coverage for it because I am a Best Buy member.
Nice.
Yeah, because that goes back to the old issue of my kids breaking a bunch of stuff. So I was like, their total rewards member, and then they moved it to their total membership thing or whatever it's called now, and I have that now. The guy was like, "Oh, for $80, you can." I was like, "Let me log in first, man." He's like, "Okay, oh yeah, okay, yeah."
You're like, I was like, yeah. "I already got you, bud."
I already got you, buddy. I'm like, "Oh yeah, you get that for free." Yep. So
I still need to get the because I bought the bundle that comes with ZA that comes out next month, and I still need to get a card and a screen protector.
I'm not. Yeah. So, anyways, but I've so then I did the pairing, which the pairing really was like 3 to 5 minutes. It was super fast because it doesn't transfer the games; it only transfers your save data, and the data, not like the games itself, but just the data of like, oh, you have this game. So I had this. So then the next 2 days was it downloading all my games.
See, I'll transfer the save data, but I might pick and choose what I want to download just because I have a lot of stuff in my fridge. And so, you know, some stuff was backtrack homework for backtracks that have long since went past that.
Well, there was a very good deal recently on the second Mario Rabbids game, so I grabbed that.
Yeah.
It was like $15 for the whole thing and the DLC, so I was like, snag it! What are you looking into?
I'm looking into SD card technical specifications, because you've triggered my nerd card.
Okay.
Excuse me. Well, congratulations on your new toy.
Yep.
Let us know when you actually play something on it.
And then I sent some money to my wife to help fund getting a Switch 2 for our kids, because I sent her an image of that Pokemon Dragon Quest style game, Dragon Quest Builder style game that they showed off.
Mm-hmm.
And the immediately thought from both of us is, Matthew will love this.
Nice.
So, as everybody knows, Matthew loves Dragon Quest Builders too.
Yay.
And we would like to see more Dragon Quest Builders.
Don't hold your breath.
I know. They're busy making Dragon Quest X offline. I only say that because it's that same sort of style.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, outside of Nikkei, which I will recommend Chris not pull up this year's event, anything from this year's event on stream.
Fair enough.
It was the Bunny Girl event.
Mm.
And there was one with a reverse style. If you don't know what I'm talking about, still don't look this up on stream.
Okay. I won't.
And next week, though, we're doing the Resident Evil collab with DK, which is going to be weird. Anyways, yeah, that's basically been it. Most of it being that work bounce. So, because we have 4 open shifts in my department.
Oh.
One was already open and had been open for a while. No big deal there. One guy, he quit of his own volition because he was probably not going to be lasting much longer. If you get my meaning.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He was very lazy.
Yeah. No, let's not go too deep into that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying names.
Mm-hmm.
One girl quit like no notice. But she managed to get a job with her family business. So good for her, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was a good thing. So, and then a fourth person left our department for a different department within the company. He moved over into our research division. So for those not aware, my medical lab is actually like 4 different companies.
Okay.
Yeah. We are. It's technically a conglomerate, but it's very small. It's only like 1,600 to 1,700 people. For a conglomerate. if that makes sense. So, and then we have a fifth opening that's going to start next month, but that person works half time or part time in the evenings, which I already work, so that's not going to affect me much.
Sure.
But the
I'm
other,
confused. Why are we talking about your work schedule?
Because that's why I didn't play any.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know,
I got lost here. Like, why are we talking about who's on?
Well, you're distracted looking at nerdy things.
I am. So we should talk about feedback.
Yes, and we do have feedback this week.
Yay!
Lots of feedback.
So we asked, how screwed is your October gaming plans after the Nintendo Direct this week? Shaman wrote in saying, the Direct didn't change my plans. I was already going Trails first, then Tactics, then Legends ZA. Hades 2 was going to be a holiday game the same way the first one was for me. The plans are still screwed, but for different reasons.
Okay.
Which Shaman did not elaborate, so whatever those reasons are, I hope everything's okay for you, Shaman.
Yeah.
Strawberry Eggs wrote in, is not at all. The only game I'm planning to get and play in October is Pokemon Legends ZA, and I still intend to hold out getting a Switch 2 until 2026. Isn't Strawberry Eggs one of our big Fire Emblem fans?
Yeah, Fire Emblem.
Yeah, but that's not out anytime soon.
Yeah, but it's out in 2026, so that makes sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and then on our Discord, Lizard Yamato, or Lizard. I'm not sure if it's Lizard or Lizard. Lizard. Like
Lizard. Lizard.
But Lizard Velath is so much cooler.
Lizard.
Okay. Anyways, hey, y'all, hope this past week has treated you well. I mentioned in last week's feedback that I started playing PoE2, and I'm happy to report that after 70 hours,
yes,
I have finished the tutorial.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's crazy how many this game continues to throw at me. There's a lot to really dive in, and I'm enjoying it all for the most part. The economy is a lot to handle, and currency exchange rates change every couple seconds.
Yep.
But I do enjoy that PoE2 offers this level of depth in all aspects of the game and does a decent job with helping you along the way. For example, when I first started, the passive tree seemed overwhelming, but now it feels really manageable. This was aided by the fact that I listened to everybody online and followed a league starter guide. This removed the guesswork and allowed to learn how passive work and interact with one another. I played a witch, and my build is centered around essence drain / contagion. Lots of death and purple explosions, very fun, much dopamine. I'd be interested in knowing what my fellow PoE goblin, Chris, is playing this league, and for the rest of cast, has there ever been a game for you that weren't sure of initially but ended up getting consumed by it? Like, help, I think PoE2 might be a problem.
I mean, the current Kimco game is certainly one that counts. Or I thought it was going to be garbage, but I became surprisingly endeared by it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I was playing four different Super Robot Wars with all at the same time. That's its own level of being consumed by. Are you okay, Chris?
I'm trying to think of an answer to the question because I'm having trouble with that.
And then I replied, depends on what I feel like getting on my Switch 2, but, and that was it because I was not expecting to be on the cast. So I've already talked about the Switch 2.
Nice. Okay. I have to answer a question here. What build am I playing in this season of PoE2? The listen to my husband and do what he tells me build, which is to say, don't play PoE2 this season. You've played enough action RPGs. You need to stop and play other things. So therefore, I went back and played Final Fantasy XI because that's much healthier. So I'm making great choices, as you can tell.
But that's kind of action RPG-ish, too.
No, it is not. It's an MMO. That's not an action RPG. It's just
it
as addictive and listen, it's just as addictive and life ruining as it. Yes, but FF11 doesn't really have an action combat. I'm not going to say it has action combat, but it's not turn based. So you're not wrong. You're just 11's weird is what I'm going to say there, but okay, fine. Yeah. Granted. I've heard nothing but good things about this PoE 2 season. I'm sad to be missing it, but I am on board with the idea of I've been playing too many action RPGs and need some extended time away. So I'm riding that out for another PoE 2 season. The real question is the next PoE 1 season, do I jump back in then for that, or do I keep going? Lizard Yamato, I'm a bit torn about there's a lot of action RPGs now. There are a lot of good ones. And like, you can have this rotation of like PoE, Diablo 4, Last Epoch, PoE 2, and then we've got Titan Quest 2 that's kind of in early access, and we've got I forget the other ones. So there's just lots of good action RPGs, and you can just be in this never-ending loop of rotating between the seasons. And if you asked me last year, I was going to say, yeah, that sounds great. I should do that. And now this year, I feel like the feedback to me has been, no, Chris, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, oh, well, let me reevaluate. I think what I'm saying is, I don't know, and I'm probably overthinking it right now, so maybe next season I will have a build and I'll tell you what I'm playing, because, you know, chances are if I jump in, you're going to hear about it for a long time.
And we're all going to give you crap about it on the show.
And it'll be deserved. It'll be deserved.
At least you're playing something a little different.
Yeah, I have so many cool things to play this year.
Amen.
But like, which makes me feel worse because I'm not even playing something from this year right now. What is wrong with me?
Chris, I didn't play any games this week.
That's true. Tam, I've only logged into Umamusume like once this week. I'm
at least logging in, but that's because I'm in charge of my club.
Oh, nice.
Is the magic finally over?
The magic is repetitive because it's a gacha game. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very repetitive. Although I did beat two of the long distance runners, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I've got a nice Super Creek who's able to do that for me.
My gold ship, as long as she has
a good mood,
the great mood, she can beat them.
Mm.
So I was only able to beat two of them. But okay.
That's good.
Yeah, my gold ship as a pace chaser was able to beat.
Gold ship as a pace chaser. All right.
I have her as an S rank pace chaser.
Wow. All right.
I mean, she already starts with a high pace chaser already.
Yeah, but she's meant to be late or end. So yeah,
she's an end surger usually.
Yeah.
But mine can be a very good pace chaser too.
See, this is the new thing, Lizard, is builds of horse girls. Like, this is
what we do. I just don't talk about it as much as Chris likes to talk about his games. No. I'm not complaining about that. So, but yeah, I just log into that, do my daily. I don't even do like a campaign daily. I'll just do like the daily dailies and I log out because I've just been that exhausted. So anyways, do we have a question for next week?
I sort of was thinking of one, but I don't know how well it'll go over.
Okay.
How do you handle dual releases on old system versus new system? Because I was adding a bunch of stuff to my Christmas list for the year and really struggling with trying to decide if I wanted the Switch 1 or 2 versions of certain games. Because, like, for just for example, like the Dragon Quest 1 and 2 release, the Switch 2 version is on a key card, and I really want to avoid key cards if I can. I'm probably going to lose that battle, but I would like to at least try.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw no reason to put the Switch 2 version of that on my Christmas list. But then you get a game like Trails in the Sky First Chapter that I think I'm pretty sure is a dual release that, yeah, has the key card, but the Switch 2 version probably runs a little bit better. And I was kind of paralyzed with choice with what I wanted to do with that one. And I've had similar issues with PS2 or PS5 versus PS4 games, where I've run into a lot of PS4 games that are much cheaper than the PS5 version, but do they run the same? I don't know. Am I overthinking it?
No, I think it is a struggle, and the answer is going to vary by game.
Yeah, it's vary by game and vary by gamer. Because, like, your issue with Dragon Warrior or Dragon Quest, I don't have that issue because I bought it on Steam.
Well, good for you. I
So what's the question?
still
Let's distill that to a
like,
question then.
yeah.
How do you handle dual releases on old versus new systems?
How about dual releases on multiple systems? Let's keep it a little
There you
more
go.
generalized.
There you go.
Well, no, because we don't want to just be multi-platform releases. We
Well,
want cross generations.
okay, that's a better way of phrasing it then. Cross-generational releases.
Yeah, cross-generational releases.
Because Amazon has had multiple PS4 clearance sales the past couple of weeks, and I've picked up some stuff for like $10 each on PS4,
Oh,
even
nice.
though they have PS5 releases. But it's like, is there much of a difference other than price?
It's gonna depend, like, depending on when it came out, it might even have free updates to the PS5, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to research that game, like,
Yeah, it's
especially for older ones. So,
yeah,
sorry.
there's yeah, this one just does not have an easy answer, Kelly.
I know.
But I am curious to see what coping strategies people have, because this is comes up enough that people probably have, like, decided how they're going to deal with it.
And you're going to be dealing with it a lot with Switch 1 versus 2 ones as people start clearing out Switch 1 stuff.
I mean, for me, it's just, well, I want to hear what people say first. So let's dig into that next week. Until then, let's go to the news.
Gambit Digital is taking over Faefarm.
Yeah, that's. I want to say that was one of those,
Why is
like.
nobody picking up the phone?
Huh?
The phone's ringing. You gotta pick it.
Oh.
Nobody's gonna say hello?
Are you doing a
Listen, you guys
joke?
aren't doing good improv. Come on. What are you
I
doing
suck at
here?
improv. We couldn't
No.
even. I didn't.
All
I
you have to
couldn't
do is
tell it
say
was a phone.
hello. What does it sound like to you if it's not a phone? What am I doing then? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be a phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hello
Hello,
there. We
Bubble.
have the news.
Why do you sound like Bane?
Why, hello there. I'm a 1920s news announcer. Ah, you believe you grew up in the dark, but I made the dark. I was molded by it. I don't remember the quote. Ah.
Lies of P has a boss fight with a character that's literally just Bane.
Oh, really? Nice.
Like, tubes in the neck and everything. It's like
Nice.
you say that you're Victor the Wrestler, but no, you're Bane. Just Bane. Anyway, Faefarm is getting a new publisher or
Right.
developer.
Is that a big deal?
It's a little more than a publisher, because the original company laid off a bunch of people.
Ooh, okay.
So, Gambit Digital is sort of picking it up as the publisher from their pr the previous people who were doing it, because the developer, Phoenix Lab, laid off a bunch of people earlier in the year.
Lame. Layoffs suck. The end.
Yep.
They do, but we don't know the circumstance. I don't know the circumstances behind it. I'm not going to say it was good or bad, because I mean
I
it's
know, I
usually
know,
bad,
I
but it
know.
could be like
It's this or
they
go
weren't
under.
making
I
money.
know, I know.
Yeah.
I feel like layoffs are the CEO can't buy a third yacht. So we're gonna lay off people so the CEO can get a bigger
That's
salary.
not
That's
true with
always
the
the
big
case, though.
companies. It's just not, I don't know if that this company is one of those. So
Okay.
we should be. more sure of what we're saying before we criticize, I guess.
Yeah, that's like I'm just being like, I don't know the reason behind the layoffs, just off the top of my head.
Layoffs, they suck, they happened, and now new publishers picking up the publishing duties. And
yeah, but this was the multiplayer like Harvest Moon style game that came out earlier in the year.
I feel like there's a billion of those. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they've been...
No, like an actual MMO Harvest Moon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you tried this, Kelly? I don't know much about it other than seeing some screenshots here and there.
I saw it. I don't know. It looked like bare bones farming.
We gave it a 2 out of 5.
Oh, we gave it
2? 2 years ago, yeah. Sam Walker gave it a 2 out of 5.
And she's our cozy game expert, so...
I mean, who knows how it is now? Like, that's a lot of time for patches to happen, so.
True.
All right, what's next?
Dragonkin the Banished gets a major early access update that includes a new playable class, a new region, and an expanded in-game, and a whole lot more. I have not heard of this game.
I don't remember it either. Like, have we heard of this?
I don't even remember it.
Anyone playing this? Let us know. Tell us about Banished Dragonkin. Or Dragonkin the Banished, excuse me.
I mean, let's just search our site, Dragonkin.
Yeah.
We have a handy search function right on the site.
No, we've got some articles from like January and February. But
okay.
Yeah. Came to early access in March, I guess, and now it's got an update. So this action RPG-ish. Hack and slash. Yeah, fair enough. It's in early access. I don't know if you're, I'm trying to avoid too much early access. So, but if you've been following it, now you are updated that there's an update.
Yay. Cardin CL is getting a Switch 2 version and an expansion pass. So the dedicated Switch 2 release is coming out in January and, more DLC with an expansion pass.
This is a Mega Man Battle Network like?
Yeah.
But yes. With cards?
Yeah, well, no, but Mega Man Battle Network had cards.
Oh, that was also a card? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they were called chips.
Oh.
But it had cards.
Okay.
And I think this is one of the games by Inafune, honestly.
Keiji Inafune?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is one of his Inti Create stuff.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Let me double check that.
It is Inti Creates.
Okay, then yeah, that's Inafune's company.
Okay.
It also looks like it has cameos from under indie games, like I see Azure Striker or Gunvolt characters.
No, well, that's the same company.
Same company, oh, but yeah, that's a cameo. That's still a cameo.
It's a cameo. I'm just not saying indie.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine, though. That's Inti, not indie. Inti.
It's Inti.
Very interesting. Yeah, no, I'm going to shut up now.
I'll have to wish list this. It's kind of cool.
Not my style of game, but if it is yours, like, you're not getting this from many other places, so you probably want to check it out.
Wheels likes them.
Yeah.
Wheels like cards. Wheels like card-based games, so.
I've never played any of the Battle Network, so I don't know what I'm getting into.
Well, Leogrim has one on his wheels that he plays here on our Twitch, on his GBA wheel that he plays Tuesdays and Thursdays here on our Twitch channel.
Yay.
And the VOD is up for like 2 weeks, so try and catch it if you're lucky on his wheel, because it's random.
So just in time for all of the Dragon Quest mobile games to shut down, they've announced a new one.
Yay.
Dragon Quest Smash Grow.
Why do they shut them down just to make a new one? I know the answer to that. It's money. But still.
Pretty much.
Coming out in... Where is it? There's a... coming out in 2026 with a closed beta test releasing in October. This is a roguelite. According to the news story. Could be fun. I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
It does.
Is it Vampire Survivors? Roguelike, maybe?
I don't know. It did not look fun.
Oh.
If it's Vampire Survivors, color me interested.
It looks more action RPG, but you have, I don't know.
Dragon Quest Survivors, I'd play that.
That I know, right? Yeah, that could be good.
A real Dragon Quest Survivors, yeah. This looks like...
Hmm.
Not quite the same.
Smash Grow. That's such a weird name.
It is.
Smash Grow.
Although that slime is awesome. The slime in the title.
All slimes are awesome.
All slimes are awesome.
I love slimes.
Hashtag not all slimes.
Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 is bringing the clans La Sombra and Toreador into the base game.
Okay.
And I used to know these, and I can't remember them now.
And these are more vampire clans.
I'm pretty sure Toreador are like the upper class of vampires.
Okay.
Like the kind of Victorian frou-frou.
Vampires who drink wine as well as blood?
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't remember what La Sombra was supposed to be.
I'm still surprised this game is still existing.
The first one had lots of fans.
Yeah, but like, remember, like, this has already killed one studio, hasn't it?
I don't remember, to be honest.
All right.
Chrono Arc Deluxe Edition is coming to Switch next year. This is another deck-building roguelike RPG.
With a girl in a cage.
Yeah.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a girl in a cage. She's holding herself. What in the world? So is this a visual novel where someone deals with anxiety? Is that what, and chess?
It says deck-building roguelike.
Okay. Well. With anime.
The upcoming release is going to have all the DLC previously released.
Oh, this is already out then. Yeah. Okay.
This is just a deluxe edition coming to Switch next year.
Hey, this looks first-person dungeon crawler. Is it experience or anything like that? No. Playism and developer AI fine. All right. Deck building
roguelike. What was this called again?
Chrono Arc Deluxe Edition.
Oh, it's in my library.
Oh, there you go.
See, I thought that this was another Kimco game, but it turns out that was called Cronius Arc.
Ah, very different.
So,
I don't have the DLC.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's got 2,300 reviews on Steam in English, and it is very positive.
Kelly? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, because they now separate your reviews based on where you live
and
your
I see.
Language settings.
Kelly, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they release a demo for Fuga Melodies of Steel 3 at this point? I feel like the game's been out for a while and the demo should have existed when it came out.
Good question. I don't know.
All right. Well, there's a demo out.
maybe to try and get more people to play it?
Yeah, but why not do that when the game comes out?
It's CyberConnect.
Okay, all right. New DLC, Kelly? Do you want Halloween costumes?
Not really.
For Fuga 3? All right.
I don't really do costumes in games anyway, so...
Mm.
Those are cute, though.
Oh, they're cute. I just don't do that kind of stuff. But if you've been on the fence about trying Fuga 3, now you can try it risk-free with a demo. Does it say if the progress carries over or not?
See. Yes, you can transfer the save. Yeah.
Save data transfers over, so there you go. I could say with confidence that if you really wanted to, you could start out with Fuga 3 and not miss out on too much, because even though the stories connect, they kind of do a good job of making each game in the series stand alone a little bit. But your mileage may vary. I would recommend playing all three, but I'm also a super fan for this series, and all three games are really good. But just putting that out there, I'm the only person on this cast that's played it so far. So
yeah,
I'm a little biased.
You are.
It also has furries, and so that also leads to your bias.
Yeah.
What's this next one that looks like Baldur's Gate?
Black Geyser Coursers of Darkness DLC is releasing next month.
Ooh, pirate DLC for a Baldur's Gate lake? Okay, okay.
I thought that was just standard for one of those.
I guess Pillars 2 kind of was all pirate game, but yeah. Hmm. That's all we got on that, huh? Just there's some pirate DLC coming to that. That's an indie like isometric PC RPG thing going on there. So DLC, yay! Black Geyser, right? All right. What's next?
This is probably a good thing. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Triple X Night Shift renamed Tangerine Antarctic and Shift's gameplay style.
All right.
That was probably a good decision.
Still, on their part. I'm a little lost on what's going on here and how you can name upcoming detective RPG Triple X Night Shift to Tangerine Antarctic. I don't know that either title makes sense though. So,
either way, I would not have Triple X in your title.
Yeah, especially right now with Steam cracking down on stuff and the credit card companies being jerks. Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. I guess Build is a spiritual successor to Disco Elysium. Is it the same company?
Probably not.
Okay. It's just writing on the coattails.
I don't know if this is the one where the people from that company went, but maybe it's just inspired by. It's hard to keep up on all those. So if it's good, I'm sure you're going to hear lots about it and expect lots of reading in this game. So it's Tangerine Atlantic, by the way, is the name of the hotel that the murders take place in and that everyone's stuck in. So that's why that's the name.
Yep. This was interesting news for me. Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade reveals new streamlined progression options.
Oh,
so yeah, basically God mode.
What? That's not streamlined. That's cheating.
So you can turn on constant max HP, constant max MP, limit gauge always full, ATB gauge always full, constant max damage, 2x EXP and 3x AP gain, easy weapon ability acquisition, constant max gil, constant max recovery items, and max material levels. So basically, if you want to blow through the game because of the story, now you can. Or
is this only in the Switch and Xbox versions?
From what I read, yes.
Weird.
Probably because they want people like me that have bought the game twice now to buy it a third time just to play through.
No, that's probably not the only reason. The other reason is because this game is now coming to those, so they want people to beat them so they can get into the third game that has not released yet. That's
that too.
That is probably the more likely reason.
Release the updates to all of them.
Think of how long it took them to move the Pixel Remaster updates.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of. And that was intentional, Tam. That was totally...
So's this!
Yeah, to get people to spend money again. This is Square Enix MO. Buy the same thing you already own again, because you're a fan. At least
this one can have the sub thing of getting people through it on Xbox and Switch 2 and for the third game that has not released.
But
that
isn't is also the second game... Is this really the first time it's coming out on Xbox? Man.
Yes.
Wow.
Sony has had an iron
grip
on the exclusivity of that game.
Okay. It's been on PC, though. That's weird.
Yeah, but it was like 6 months to a year after.
Yeah.
I need to torture somebody. I'll be right back.
Okay.
The first thing I thought was like, well, I would love this to come to the PlayStation version so that I can finally get those achievements that I missed out on playing on hard mode.
Oh, that's why. All right. But interesting.
Something tells me that.
I think it'll come like a year later or something stupid. Yeah.
Oh, no, Chris.
What? It'll be DLC?
This is something unrelated.
Oh. What?
But it's, you can't use your powerful Super Creek.
Why?
The new one, Super Creek.
Oh, okay.
Umamusume.
When Tam said he needed to go torture someone, he meant he needed to go play Umamusume.
No. Actually, I was tagging someone about a piece of art that on a character he hates.
Gotcha. All right. So what's next?
I found out that the new long race this week is Super Creek, and he can't use his Super Creek because you can't race with the same character that you're racing against.
That's right.
Well, birthday Santa might be getting Vaughn the Xbox version, and if he does, then I will ask Vaughn if turning on the cheats disables achievements or not.
Because
In most games, it kind of does.
Yeah.
But we shall see, assuming Birthday Santa follows through with that.
All right. What's next?
Good question. Viracta, World of Viracta, released on Steam Early Access?
Yeah, it's kind of a turn-based board game RPG card thing.
Yeah.
And that looks neat.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on. It's like, I need to watch someone play this for a while and decide if I'm interested. It's not really out yet, though. It's Early Access, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
$15, though, if you want to check it out and you're interested in the board game style RPG.
No,
and it's by Sting, right? So we like Sting.
By Sting?
Yeah.
Well, now my interest.
I know, right? Yeah.
I love Sting games.
How do you spell that? Viractal. Viractal.
World of Viractalia.
Oh, it has a demo. Cool.
At least on Steam.
Neat. Well, I think this is only on Steam right now, right? So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wishlisted this. I will have to check out the demo to see if I like it. Because Sting games, especially in their strategy genre, always have really neat mechanics.
Mm.
Even Hyper Devotion Noir.
Mm. Can't believe that's Steam or Sting.
Like, favorite one of Chris to say
Gungnir
had really neat mechanics that
I still want. The one that did not release, where you're on pirate ships.
Don't really remember that. Oh, that's cool.
It didn't release in the US, that's why.
Was it like the Grand Knights one?
No, Blaze Union.
Oh yeah, that does sound disappointing. And then finally, Nipponichi Software announced Kyurin Makaism.
Kyurin Makaism? I don't know. Makaism?
That's a weird Makaism name. I hope that gets changed.
Kyurin Makaism or something like that. Kyurin Makaism. We need Vaughn. Yeah. Anyway, what happens in this?
It sounds like it's mixing Disgaea's crazy leveling crap with the Musou game.
Oh, okay.
It's an action RPG.
Is this the Disgaea Musou we've always wanted?
Might be.
There's pudding. There's prinnies.
I saw prinnies.
Yeah.
I see prinnies.
I see prinnies. I see prinnies.
Oh, there's the mushroom dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You're a veteran mercenary.
Nope, you're a veterinarian mercenary. Let's go with that, Kelly. That sounds better.
I like that. Who is summoned by the Netherworld Overlord Tisiel, who's tasked with finding a thief who stole the first Radiance pudding. Yeah, this is a Disgaea game.
Yeah. A Disgaea universe game, at least.
Yeah.
It's not a TRPG. So run around, kill lots of enemies quickly, get pudding, blow up printies. Got it. This could be good. I bet Andy will play this.
Sounds like my kind of game. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. Mm. What is this for? This is for PS5, Switch, and Switch 2. Planned to release in Japan on January 29th, 2020.
So we're going to be waiting a bit. All right.
Yeah, a little bit. Not too long.
Still cool to see. Hopefully we get it.
I would throw it into my Musou file. Hair Frog with the resubscribe.
Whoa. All right. So what's next?
The idea of having the Disgaea crazy leveling stuff in there with a Musou sounds so...
You like that? All right.
I mean, normal Musous do have some... Not that crazy leveling, but there is, like... Especially with the older ones. Not the newest one, which you only have one character. But you know, you could level weapons, you had to level characters. I mean, there was a lot in some of the old Musou, so.
So anyway, now to the new release dates. Dinkum is coming to Nintendo Switch in November. This is a
Isn't this
sort
like
of.
the Harvest Moon with the
Isn't this yet
Wiis?
another multiplayer Harvest Moon?
It's like a survival RPG inspired by the Australian Outback.
Oh, so nothing to do with Harvest Moon then. Sorry.
No, it looks more like a Harvest Moon Australian Outback with your Wiis.
Harvest Moon, but that's not a knife.
You mean Miis?
Wiis, whatever.
Harvest
You said
Moon.
Wiis.
How do I do Australian accents? I think the answer is I don't.
If it makes you feel better, I have a friend who is Australian who doesn't have an Australian accent.
Foster's Australian for Harvest Moon.
He didn't even know what Foster's was.
Yeah, because that's
I
a
can't.
baloney thing that we made up,
No,
I think.
it's not. It's actually
Oh.
a full, it's a whole company in Australia.
Are you sure your friend is Australian?
That's what
I'm
we
not
tell him.
sure. I'm not sure.
No, we know he is because he's one of the guys in my Nikkei union, and one of the other guys who hangs out with us is Australian, and they talk, and when they talk, his accent goes up, but when they don't talk, it goes
Oh,
down. It's so weird.
that is a thing that happens to people, but that's funny. All right.
Yeah. But
Neato.
he doesn't under he like it's like you don't know about Foster's? It's like the other Australian knows about Foster's.
I can't do my Australian impression without saying words that I can't say on the show, unfortunately. And I'll just leave it at that.
Well
I
then.
do a better, yeah, I do a better Cockney accent than I do Australian, but I don't want to do it because I don't want to make, I don't want to upset the Overlord Severin.
We'll be fine, but all right. So Dinkum's coming to Switch when? November 6th, it looks like.
November 6 for $20.
All right. Rise Eterna 2, when's that coming out?
October 9th.
What is it? Looks like a
It's a
TRPG?
Fire Emblem clone.
Oh.
I don't
And
think
it's a
we gave the
sequel?
first one a, yeah, I don't think we gave the first one a good review.
Like, uh-oh. I know, but we've covered a fair amount of Fire Emblem clones, and this one doesn't sound familiar. That can't be a good sign. But maybe this one will make up for it. It'll be great. I don't know.
Yeah, check our first game review.
Well, no. Wait and check the new game review, right? Don't judge it based on the first game. Judge it based on the what it is, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I'm trying to be very
maybe we can.
helpful.
No. My thought is check the first one, and let's see if they can improve upon it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cool. Or if you're just really desperate for things that look like, old Fire Emblems, then, like, here you go. Here's your next one.
I'm now actually
October
no, I don't
9th.
want to no, I don't want to go to our Twitch channel. I'm going to our Steam page. Or no.
Well, while you're on Steam, you could take a look at Blue Protocol Star Resonance, which is going to come out in October.
Yeah, I'm not excited for this.
What? But
So this was the
what is
MMO that
this?
Bandai was making that they had up in Japan, then they canceled and shut down their MMO studio that now someone else is taking over.
Oh, a hand-me-down MMO. Got it.
Yeah.
With dancing and songs, and were they riding capybaras?
So, yeah, I mean, people were super excited for Blue Protocol because it's like anime the MMO.
Okay.
But, and people really liked it in Japan, but it flopped. So
Does anyone remember that Korean MMO casual monster catching game that had the really good soundtrack during its reveal video but has never come out?
yeah, that narrows it down so much.
The only one I can think of that's a Korean MMO that, or maybe it was Japanese, that had a really good trailer was Yogurting.
Yogurt teen.
No, Yogurting. Ting.
Oh, I know
Sounds
what it
like
is. I know what it is. It was Dokkev. Dokkev is the one I'm thinking of. And it was revealed in 2019. Then they had a gameplay trailer in 2021. And as of October 2024, they expect it to be released no earlier than 2027. All right, so Doke V, going great. Doing the game dev thing. Good job. Good job.
Yogurtine sounds like Ovaltine, but with yogurt.
Yogurtine. Let's look that one up now. Yogurtine.
It is a canceled one, but
Yogurtini. Self-serve yogurt bar. That's not what we're looking for.
No, look up Yogurtine video game.
How do I spell it?
It has been so long. I only remember because of the stupid promotional video. I actually did play it.
I played every game by Yogurt the Horse. That is not what you were telling me to look up.
Where do you want the link to the wiki?
Discord RPG Cast channel, please.
Alrighty.
Yogurting. Oh, like a verb, like a gerund of yogurt, as though yogurt was a verb. Okay. We are Yogurtine. We're Yogurtine. We're Yogurtine. We're Yogurtine. Released 2005.
Yeah, this is old.
Did it come out? It's no longer out. Okay. It shut down in 2010. Why are we talking? How does this relate? This is... Okay.
I only remember because you were talking promotional videos, and it's like, this is the only one I remember because it had this really fun song for its promotional video.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I was thinking of Doke V. Oh, here we go. Yogurtine, The Secret of Endless Vacation. Demo gameplay trailer 9 years ago. This game isn't out.
You don't want the demo video. Right. You want the promotional video.
Promotional video? Yeah.
Yeah. But this was the one where, like, when Rift came out, it's like, oh, fight big bosses. And, like, one of the videos for this showed this boss, like, super big. And I was like, yeah, they just stole this from Yogurtine. No, not that one. Yeah, that one.
Oh, this just looks more like an OP for an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Doke V is different. It hits harder than this, though this is good, actually. I'd listen to this.
Yeah, it's the song.
This is a good song.
Good
but
song.
Like, I'm telling you, check out the Doke V song. Like, it's a thing, man. These are both lots of bops. We got lots of bops about games that come out, some that don't come out, and some that come out and fail completely. So if you remember, Doke V is the one where everyone's like 13 looking.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, you remember this now?
I remember the promo video.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And so of course the game's like never coming out. Because that's how this works.
Too ambitious.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Would you rather have a game that looks ambitious and never come out, or one that looks ambitious and comes out and ends up sucking?
Disappointing?
I.e. Spore.
Spore's the Fable guy, wasn't it?
No, Spore was the Sims guy. Will Wright. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought the Fable guy was also involved with that sport as well.
Fable guy is Peter Molyneux.
I know. I couldn't think of his name. I know he was. I know he did. What's the one with where you're like animal gods?
But Black and White.
Yeah, I know he did like Black and White and Black and White 2.
I just remember being so excited for Spore, and it was so disappointing. But I digress.
I'm just going to listen to this I'm a Rockstar song for the rest of the day. So what else are we doing? What's going on? We have more stories?
Vampire Tactical RPG Bite releasing in October. This is a visual novel with tactical RPG things. I don't know. It's a very confusing statement.
Wow.
Think like 13 Sentinels.
But look at the visual style.
Yeah,
this is and white dithered, like you're on a really old monitor that can only do black and white.
No, not even monitor. This reminds me of the 13-inch little portable TV I had as a kid.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is like a monochrome style of doing shading. So like this is... Oh, but it's obviously 3D and this is a filter. Oh, weird. Okay.
It's very stylistic,
yeah.
But also, I don't know. There's a horror game called Lila that reminds me of this. That has
a world of horror reminds me of this too. But yeah,
that too.
Oh my god! I actually found it online. I'm going.
You found what online?
I actually had one of these as a kid. I put in the Discord
channel. Oh, the TV. TV. Copy the link. Put it over here. Let's see. Look at that TV. Yeah.
I had one of those.
Nice.
But it comes out October 1st and has a demo currently available.
All right, go check
it
out.
It's 5 inches. It's a 5-inch TV.
Hold on, Tam. What's the name of the video game again?
Vampiric Bite?
Vampiric Tactical RPG Bite.
I think it's just called Bite. Hang on, let me
look at this. Oh, that's the summary. Vampiric Tactical RPG. The name of which is Bite. Okay, B-Y-T-E.
B-Y-T-E.
All caps. All right, go check out Bite so you can see what it looks like. Who's in our type?
Oh, real quick on Bite, it does have a demo available on Steam.
Oh, hey, go get the demo. That. Is it a bite-sized demo? Everyone left the show. Oh. Sorry. Tell me more about our type. I'm sorry.
When does this come out? Comes out March date in Japan, specifically on March 12th, 2026 for Strategy RPG Remake Bundle R-Type Tactics 1 and 2 Cosmos.
See, you'll remember R-Type is a side-scrolling shoot-em-up game, commonly referred to as a shmup. It's the one where you have the little thing that sticks on the front of your ship that you can shoot for to kind of kill things, or just go through getting lots of power-ups. And this is a tactical RPG version, which I believe already happened a long time ago, and this is a re-release and a remake?
It's a re-release on modern consoles. I want to say it was like a PSP or PS Vita game.
Mm-hmm.
Andy would know. I think Andy knows for sure.
But this is a PSP game.
I think PSP.
Archive
yeah.
Command.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is
like this related to those, or this is new?
No. This is related. I think it is those.
Oh, this looks much nicer. Oh, okay. There is the TRPG screen, though. All right. Okay. So yeah, this video is very... We're showing footage of war with a soporific lamenting song over the top of it. And I don't know what's going on other than you need to R-type the tactics. You need to tactics the R-types.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be out... This had been one of those games where it was jokingly like, when's this coming out? Because it's been on the... been on the list for a couple of years now.
I mean, maybe they needed to find someone to make all the 3D animations for this FMV that's in this game. I don't know.
That's a nice FMV.
It's nice looking FMV, but like when you're showcasing the FMV instead of the gameplay, that usually tells you something. So make sure you're into this before you pick it up just because, I like R-Type because this looks different.
See, I'm not a big fan of R-Type, but I love Tactics.
But is R-Type Tactics or just any Tactics?
I have played some really bad tactical games.
Okay, that's true. You like Super Robot Wars. Okay.
Super Robot Wars is awesome. You shut your damn mouth.
OG, though? OG? All the OGs are awesome?
I love a shoot 'em up.
They're janky. Super Robot Wars A is very janky, though.
Uh-huh.
I love shoot 'em ups and I love tactics games, so I'm curious how these are going to combine.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Both games originally released for PlayStation Portable. The first game was called R-Type Command, so this is that. We never got the sequel, so now you can get the sequel, and they're that's what they are. So look forward to that next year, March. All right. Spiderweb! Speaking of... nothing really. So speaking of Spiderweb software, hi, A New Avernum number 4, right?
That's what it says.
They've been remaking their Avernum game, so this is a remake of the 4th Avernum. I keep forgetting that, like, these already came out but now they're newer, but they still look old, so I'm very confused. The whole thing confuses me. These remakes still look like retro games, so I'm like, well, how did the originals look then? I don't know. I don't have a side-by-side. None of you are excited for this. Okay, cool.
Oh, this game!
Oh, this game. Avernum?
My sister had one of them.
All right.
So,
yeah. I mean, this is more indie Baldur's Gates, so...
This predates Baldur, or this was around the time-ish of Baldur's Gate.
But this came out in 2005. The series started in 2005, but yeah.
Yeah, my sister, I think, had the third one.
It makes sense. All right, so this is a remake. It still looks old as heck, so it must be like, man, the old one must look really old. Avernum 3 side by side. Can I get that?
I had bought like a pack of these games on Good Old Games for like $1.
Oh yeah, Avernum 3 was in 2002.
Oh, really? Okay then.
Yeah, I saw it briefly there on the previous page.
All right then. I don't know. When did Baldur's Gate? I'm pretty sure that was mid-90s, right? 98 for Baldur's Gate 1. Okay, anyway, moving on. So Avernum is on a newer engine than the old ones, so there are differences, and I'm not an expert enough to know, but you can wishlist the remake of 4 now. It'll be out October 22nd. And next, we have Brave Cross Junction, right? We pronounce X as cross here. Junction. Yeah. Brave Cross Junction in blackjack-themed RPG.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, yeah, baby.
If you have a poker-themed roguelike, why the hell not?
Well, I mean, the last time we had a black-themed RPG-ish thing was the one with the weird body horror.
Mm.
Oh, that was the one that Pascal was playing?
Yeah. Oh, the girl is... and they're making fun of the Bikini Armor right off the bat, because mm-hmm. I was about to, too.
So you go dungeon crawling, and you play blackjack against the monsters. I hope you get, like, weapons and upgrades that make your blackjack adventures more...
Oh, yeah, get weapons right there.
More powerful or repeatable, because otherwise... I mean, the odds on blackjack aren't great. There's a reason it's used to make money off people in casinos, right? So...
I'm very good at blackjack in Dragon Quest IV.
Hey, there you go.
Or was it four? Some old game.
Anyway, I'm down for like taking traditional games and using them as battle systems for RPGs. Let's see how this does. When's it out? Do we know?
October 9th?
October 8th. PS4 and 5. October 9th, PC and Switch. So we're both right. Okay. This is a worldwide release. It'll be $11. Because it's worldwide and by Right on Japan and looks pretty indie, don't be surprised if there may be some localization issues, but we'll see when it comes out. Hopefully we'll do a review. Also for $11, that's not a big loss if you don't like it. So
I will let you know, they don't have their Steam page up yet.
Oh. This is from, this will have monsters from the developers Adventure Bar Story and Mercenary Saga series. Oh, this is the Mercenary Sagas people. Okay, yeah. So expect it to be serviceable. It's what I would say.
But yeah, it does not have its Steam page up.
It says you need to be logged in, and yeah, you do. I can see it.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, this game is marked as containing frequent nudity or sexual content. That's why you have to be logged in.
Strip blackjack.
I don't think it's strip blackjack. I think they just, you know, everything's hard right now with video. No, that's the wrong descriptor. Just go download the demo.
Oh, I know why I can't find it. Okay.
Yeah, Steam is installed. Put the demo on. I want to see if this is any good. Come on. Yeah, Steam is installed. No, okay. Well, I'm going to fight with Steam. Now, next up is me, right? I talked to you about
release dates.
Yeah. All right. I found some this week. Let me tell you what they are. We have the following. Hades 2 is the big release.
Oh, you mean outside of Early Access?
Is it outside of Early Access? Or is it... Yeah, right? No? Yes? Hades 2 release date? Hades 2 release date? Is it...
It's been available for... it's still in Early Access right now.
It's leaving Early Access. Like, for real, I can play it now, right? This week?
Huzzah!
Yep. September 25th. Leaving Early Access. And coming out on other platforms like the Switch and Switch 2. For real, release dunzo, says Cyrail. Thank you, Cyrail. So, Hades 2, this week should be Hades 2 week, right? But it's not, because Trails in the Sky first chapter came out last week, and everyone should be playing that, right? Yeah? Why aren't you playing that, Kelly?
Other stuff. Playing other stuff.
Are you going to play Kladden X3?
No.
No. Okay. That's also out this week for PC, Switch, and PlayStation. And then I don't have good listing of what systems they're on, but we've got Consume Me coming out, which is you take on the role of Jenny, young, in love, and entering her final year of high school, and make meticulous scheduling decisions to maximize your life, I guess. Oh, and you're feeding people. This looks weird. It's a life management strange game. Go check it out on Steam to see what it looks like.
Weird.
Yeah, it looks weird, but in a cool way. And then the other one is Atelier Resleriana, The Red Alchemist, and The White Guardian, which is that's the Atelier based on the character from the mobile game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Two protagonists. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize there were two. And what is this? This is the 25th. Is it on everything or just PC for now? I forget. Nobody knows. Okay, cool. Hi. Who's going to play a new Atelier game? Tam, you up? No?
I mean, I'll get them, but I...
Eventually?
Yeah, I don't play them like hardcore like some.
Okay.
I'll likely wait for a sale.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with Atelier games, but I'm not doing a good job of trying to, so I guess it's my fault. There's also a lot of them. All right. Anyway, if you're looking for a new Atelier this week, you got choices this week of games that are popular, like Hades 2, Atelier, Kladden.
By the way, Chris, can you like DM me the link to Brave X whatever, because I can't get it up on my Steam at all.
All right.
I don't know why. I checked my settings.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, with all that, what's next?
We got reviews.
Woo! What are they?
Elohim Eternal 2 Son of Man review by Ryan Costa.
Elohim.
Elohim. This is an indie RPG for Windows. Gay gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
All right. Is this a mech RPG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying that the combat gets nostalgia points and the setting can be interesting, but it feels like the middle of a long-running franchise and focuses too hard on formulaic themes.
I think that's because it is the middle of a long-running franchise, right? It's part 2.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, at least it says 2. So if it feels like it's a... No, it doesn't matter. All right. The game has a review on our site. Go check it out for more details than just the summary we read. The world map looks cool. Look at that world map. Neat old world map. It's got a broken ship in it. Oh, I bet you it's Noah's Ark, given the names. All right. Neato.
And then Ezra Cannell reviewed Daemon X Machina Titanic Scion for the Nintendo Switch. I'm sorry, the PS5. I don't know why I thought this was a Switch game.
I think Daemon X Machina was a Switch game when it came out, right?
I thought so too.
It's on a few. It's on other platforms. It was actually on Epic Game Store for a while, and then it finally got ported over to Steam as well. And I think it's on some other things. I remember it because the week it came out on Steam, it was full price. And the week before it was on Steam, it was, I think, the free game on the Epic Game Store, and that raised a huge, issue.
All right, so this one is out on Switch, PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 5. Or Switch 2, excuse me, sorry. Go ahead.
He gave it a 2.5 out of 5, saying that it has fun combat, dense customization features, and spectacular voice performances. But poor presentation, technical issues on current generation hardware, and frustratingly bad narrative.
Yeah. I played the demo of it. I can't agree with the technical issue only because I played it on PC. I was running fine. But it definitely had some... From what little bit I played, the narrative did seem frustrating. And combat was fun, but the presentation was kind of weird. Yeah. I think they tried to lean too heavily into like a Borderlands style game and without the quite quirkiness to it, and I don't think it landed as well.
Ha! But there's one thing you can do in this game that is good. You can pick a dog or a cat to be part of your base.
Sold.
There you go.
All Kelly needs.
All right. Well, now that we've gone through everything, we've checked out the reviews, we've got an idea of what's coming out next week, I've got to ask you all what you're going to play. Tam!
I'll be streaming Super Robot Wars, and I don't know if I'll be playing anything else because I am on the extra hour shift for the foreseeable future.
All right. Kelly.
I will be finishing up Lies of P.
Fair enough. I think I've got more Final Fantasy XI in me still. I would like to say I'll get back to Quartet. And then also the idea that Hades 2 is out seems like I should probably check that out, but I don't know. Maybe I'll see. Maybe I'll wait a bit, do it more around the holidays or something. Yeah. I think that's it for now. Cool. Well, Robert and Kelly, I'd like to thank you for being on the show today. I hope everyone
Thank
in
you.
the
Fun
chat
show.
had a good time. Tam, can you tell us what else is out, what else is going on in our streams this weekend?
I am the next one up today. If I can wake myself up because I have been up since 5:30 this morning. And I will be streaming more Super Robot Wars. And tomorrow, we may or may not have Scar. I think he has something going on with work, but we do have my Hair Frog and myself for sure.
All right. What's Hairfrog playing these days?
Witcher.
Back to Witcher. All right.
Yeah, he's still collecting all the nudie cards.
Got it. All right, folks. We'll catch you next week. Anything to look forward to specifically? No. I think time to get strapped in for the fall rush of games and get your playlists ready to start picking a game of the year. No, that's too early for that. Just buckle in and it's time to crank through the games. Yeah. No, no one's
I am
excited.
not ready.
You're not ready. All right. This week, you should spend getting your body ready.
Are
Yes?
we going to be Reggie Phil Ames?
That's right. Where our bodies will be ready, but not yet. So, thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next week. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.